Welcome to Short Time. It is Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Ebenew, Dave Crossan with you here on another great Sunday morning, the first Sunday of the month of February. And it's another great Sunday morning to spend with each and every one of you out there right here on 94.3 The Point.
That in-between weekend before the Super Bowl, next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if the Pro Bowl's your thing, you can watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, it's not the traditional game that nobody wanted to watch for the last 10 years. They've been doing skills contests the last couple days, and today it's like a flag football game.
Right.
Eli Manning, the one coach, Peyton Manning, the other coach. So I may check it out just for,
of course,
you know, a few minutes. I was like, is this fun? Is it worth it? Is it worth my time
Correct.
Putting it on? Or
right.
maybe I'll just watch hockey or college basketball today.
There you go. Exactly.
And focus on the Super Bowl.
Great games. You know, we won't have to get into it that much other than the fact we know who is going. We got the Chiefs and we got the Eagles. I think
we're both, we're rooting for the same team in that game.
Yeah, that's true. The
Although
Andy
apparently
Reid
not
Bowl,
the,
now
apparently not the Empire State Building. Apparently they're rooting for the Eagles.
Listen, Andy
That's
Reid.
That's just being tone deaf.
The Andy Reid Bowl, as I mentioned, this is a big deal for him. You know, he had great years in Philadelphia, and
he's a good guy.
The opportunity to win one against his old team there. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll dive right in next Sunday.
Yes, we will.
But you know what? We'll talk a little food today, and we'll talk some
Nothing
food
with
next
that.
Week because
okay. It's a
whether you're out
Super
there
Bowl,
preparing your. You're hosting or you're going somewhere and you got to bring a dish, or maybe you just feel like going out to a bar or restaurant somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have some fun. And of course, goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, if you plan on drinking wherever that is, find somebody else to do the driving for you.
You got it. Absolutely. No,
listen,
you're right.
It's fun to watch a game, drink a few beers, but, you know, do
the
so,
right thing. Be responsible.
Yeah,
you're right.
Whether it's at home or at a bar, find somebody else to drive. Be responsible. Be safe. Don't be dumb. One of the things I was just thinking of, Dave, is we were, you know, driving into this vehicle we call Short Time on Sunday morning. I was out last weekend at a diner, one of my favorite spots. Shout out to the Four Seasons Diner in Tom's River. They
Good
got
spot.
Great food.
Yes.
Great
yes,
breakfast food, great burgers, and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, though, and not just to do with them, but with any restaurant or anything else, I feel like, because there's those restaurants or places you go to where they have like the specialty.
They're known
or
for
like
something.
Known for
okay.
something. Right.
I gotcha.
So I mean if you go to like a steakhouse, a Longhorn or something else, you know that
you should go
you
for
got
the
a
steak,
reputation
most likely.
Of having a good steak, whatever
right.
kind of steak that is, or you know, meat or something like that. I feel like though sometimes you go to like a steakhouse or a seafood restaurant, not just a chain, you know, a local seafood restaurant. There's a bunch of them around Ocean and Monmouth that specialize in that. Especially, you know, nice sunny day in the summer, a little seafood, nice drink. But I feel like when you go to like a steakhouse or a seafood place or a place known for their breakfast or brunches, I feel, even though there's like a ton of things on the menu, I feel like obliged.
Of
like,
course.
When I go to a steakhouse, I'm like, I know there's some other good things on the menu, you know, chicken or whatever else, but I feel like
right.
I feel guilty almost if I don't order a steak from a place that's known for steakhouse and I order something else, or if I go to, you know, like the IHOP and order like a seafood basket or something like that instead of pancakes.
I always like to ask the waiter or the waitress, mm-hmm. and I'll just say, you know, here's you know the special they just told me about, and you know, obviously I'm there, let's say to your point of steakhouse, I will say, what do you think? You know,
yeah.
Obviously they're taking a lot of different orders and people have a tendency to, you know, let the waiter or waitress know their thoughts on what they received, how they liked it, whatever. So I go that direction. I see you have the ravioli dish, but I'm at a steakhouse or whatever. What do you think? What did people think about? Or have you had it? Have you tried it? And usually you get a good response.
I respect the honest opinion.
I would rather that than somebody saying, oh, it's great.
You'll love it. Like, listen, I've had it. I think it's good. I think this is better kind of thing.
Correct.
Like, make actual recommendations. Don't just, you know, tell me that everything on the menu is good. Tell me what you actually think of it.
Because I
worked one summer at a restaurant that's closed because he sold the restaurant Le Beauvais Grand in Lakehurst, Jerry and Laura Bove. Absolutely great restaurant and everything. Great fine dining, great food and everything. He just kind of wanted to retire and move on, but it was one of my favorite restaurants. But yeah, different foods and everything as well. You know, just sometimes people would ask, you know, a lot of those things like bigger events, weddings, sweet 16s, banquets, all kind of catered into the foods are kind of predetermined.
Correct.
But I feel like when somebody asks you what you think, you've had the ability over time of working at a restaurant.
100%.
Where you're like, you've had chances to try out the different foods.
Correct.
And give your own opinion on it. And then whatever restaurant you're going to, if you go into asking the waiter or the waitress, you know, I'm thinking of this or this. You know, what are your thoughts? I mean, what would you go with here?
Right.
Or what would you order to drink with this?
Correct.
You know, what kind of combination would do well?
Well, and, they just,
you know, because, you know, you figure that you're working there.
Right. You've seen it.
You're asking somebody working there that they would know how everything tastes.
Either they've had it or somebody.
What they like.
Or a good amount of people have it.
Everybody's got their own kind of palate and everything, but at least you give your view. And then I feel like you could make a better decision maybe on what you want for lunch or dinner by like, you know, you give me some things to think about.
And also to your point, it's always a good idea to say, hey, I'm thinking about this dish or that dish, which would you go with? And usually you will get a good response. Sometimes if you say, how's the chicken?
You know,
they're not
going to
be like, oh my gosh, it's awful. Never order it. Usually you'll get a response, oh, it's good. Yeah, or great,
it doesn't convince me.
It doesn't. But if you do say, hey, what about this or that? That's usually a good opportunity for them to really kind of lean into the direction they
want
to go.
Like if you say, oh, it's good. I'm like,
is it good or is it great?
Or are you just just saying that?
Right.
I would want some details like, oh, hey, you know, I like, you know, this burger, this kind of pasta, or my recommendation when you get this pasta is to maybe throw on extra cheese or get this as a side to go with it because I think that's a great combo.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some details. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you think. And then as I'm making my decision, it gets a little bit easier. But if you just tell me, oh, well, this is good or that's good or I don't know about this. You know, I've tried it. It's not my thing. And I respect, listen, everybody's got a different palate and everything. But
somebody
you don't
may just
have
not
to tell
like
me what to order.
A certain fish
but
and you're asking
give me some
how's
details.
The fish, right?
Yeah. And just let me know what it's all about. Let me know what you think. It gives me, while I'm trying to process my decision of what to order, you're like, all right.
Right.
Maybe I'll go this direction.
But also, too, when you go to a restaurant and, like you said, steakhouse or sushi, I'm not going to order the meatloaf. You know what I mean? It's just like, even if it's on the menu, it's like, I'm a little,
well,
I'm
I
not
guess
thinking
with, like,
that's the right the
specialized kind of restaurants. I mean, sometimes you go to, like, a restaurant known for making good Italian food, and then there's a broad range of different things you can choose from. Or a restaurant that's kind of known, or a diner that's known for making all different kinds of things.
Or a certain soup.
Not necessarily focused on, you know, one type of food, whether it's meat, pasta, seafood, or salads or something like that, where you got options. And then it's a really good time to ask the waiter or waitress, like, listen, I'm having a difficult time deciding here. These all look good.
That's what amazes me about diners. Think about their menus.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
All the different omelets
and
burgers.
I mean, you open up that menu. First of all, you can get pancakes at 7 at night or a cheeseburger at 7 in the morning. It's there, and it's like amazing how they're able to do it. Have you ever thought about that? Like how they're able to have so much inventory to be able to have that odd request at 10 o'clock at night, and they have it. It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how they do it. And to your point, there are certain diners that just are unbelievable with what they, how it tastes and the different things. They have that great cheeseburger or that omelet or some sort of chicken dish that you're, or soup. It's like, wow, how they do it? That's what we should do. We should have somebody on the air that owns a diner.
There we go.
Bring them in and say, hey, how do you do it? Tell us. Yeah. And then, of course, they have all those different specials. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And yeah, any time of the day, you order different specials, different nights. There's different things for kids or
and
different
usually
foods
do
they
that,
want to get out. And,
certain
you know,
nights,
some of the diners
specials,
do catering and stuff too. I mean, the Four Seasons in Tom's River is good.
It's a good place.
I've gone there
I
a
agree.
Bunch. Joe Palmisano, great guy. I live in Tom's River as well. So, I mean, that's good. Silverton Diner. One of the other diners that I like around the shore is the Marlboro Diner.
Where is that?
what is it, right off Route 9? It's kind of like right there between, what was it, Marlboro and Manalapan area. It's
okay.
kind of up there. It's
good
by,
spot, huh?
At the strip mall.
Okay.
I know I've been there. I'm visualizing.
Right.
Kind of driven past it. Kara Petru, the owner of the Marlboro Diner, great shakes, great food and everything.
Okay.
She runs a really good establishment there. That Marlboro Diner's pretty good. There's some other good diners that I feel like I've been to around Ocean and Monmouth, too. That,
we should
you know,
put it out to the listeners. Yeah. Hey, tell us about your favorite diner and why. What is it
right.
that you like about it? They have that certain something that you're like, I'm going there for those pancakes or that chicken dish or whatever it is. Or it's, cheeseburger deluxe.
Right.
You know?
Listen, sometimes you're going out for breakfast. Diner's, I think, a way to go. You know,
oh, yeah.
get yourself a nice omelet.
Get your
stack
coffee.
A stack
you know,
of pancakes
start the day
or French toast
oh, yeah.
or... You know, one of those combination kind of breakfasts or whatever, where you get a little
create
bit of everything.
Whatever you want, yeah.
Put some jelly on the muffin and get some bacon and more bacon.
Well, I love that, especially during the weekend, you know, because you have more time to just get your table
yeah,
or go to the
breakfast
counter
or a nice brunch.
And just enjoy during the week. You
right.
know, you're going 100 different directions, but you know, come the weekend, it's nice to be like, okay, I can take my time. And just look through that menu, and most likely I'm going to get the same thing I always get, but just in case something catches
a
my eye.
A mozzarella omelet?
Maybe I'm going to go with the French toast, and I haven't had that in a while.
There you go.
You know, a lot of options, love it. But yeah, please, any listener out there that has a certain diner that they love, and tell us why.
I feel like there's like all these different kinds of omelets and what you could put in them. Do you have like, when you go out or
what's
whatever,
place
do you
in
have
Brielle?
Like...
Mariner's Cove, I want to say, am I saying it? That name right?
Sounds about right.
Anyway, they have like 4 gabillion omelets. I mean, you open up that menu, you know, it's
do you have
got
like a
all.
Favorite combination of what you like in an omelet?
Definitely cheese, you know,
well,
and the more cheeses, the better, you know.
Dave Lentz, a 4-cheese omelet.
Yeah, but you could put bacon in there or on the side, sausage. You know, I'm pretty much if you said, hey, David, here's an omelet. I'm not telling you what's in it, but eat it. I would. I just, you know, I'm flexible. I will try anything.
I'm flexible.
A little hot sauce. I'm good to go.
Well, yeah, that's always good to put on top. I like the cheese. What I like in an omelet is even a combination or and or of broccoli and spinach.
Okay. Healthy.
Maybe a little bit of bacon in there or pork roll.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
But yeah, no, like cheese and some broccoli, spinach.
Mm-hmm.
It's good enough for me. I mean, you get, you know, bounce out a little dairy,
here
little veggies.
Here we are, Sunday morning, talking about this. We should be hosting this from a diner. I'm hungry.
Who wants a mozzarella omelet? yeah, that's, you know, it's a good idea. So maybe as we're soliciting favorite diners, want to hear what your favorite kind of omelet is.
Oh, yeah.
What do you put in your omelets, or what do you like to have in your omelet? And one of those things, too, where... Doesn't have to be on a menu anywhere. It's like, what do you like in your omelet
you
specifically?
I mean,
go for broke here.
Yeah.
Maybe you want the combination of spinach, mushrooms, broccoli, pork roll, bacon.
Pepperoni. There you go.
Pepperoni.
There it, there it is.
You know, pieces of steak in there.
Yeah, and you can.
You know, put it all, salsa.
And
know,
that's the beauty about the diner is you can call a crazy assortment of... stuff to put in there, and you're going to get it.
And if they give you a look, that's all right.
Hey,
everybody's
it's
got their
coming
own taste
your way.
Buds.
Enjoy.
Short time at townsquaremedia.com. You can let us know your favorite diners, favorite omelets, and what you're doing for Super Bowl Sunday next week. What kind of foods you're getting together? Is
a clever dip?
Everybody going all in on just having rounds and rounds of different kinds of appetizers, or are you
wings?
Having more of a structured kind of dinner, maybe a little appetizer round, maybe a round of ribs or burgers or steak.
Ooh.
You know, what are you doing for dessert?
Yeah.
You know, what are your
let us
what's your
know.
Setup
going to
look like?
We want to know.
Let us know who you're rooting for. We've got Ocean County Public Health Coordinator Dan Regnay coming up this morning, filling us in on all the latest health updates going on in Ocean County from the triple-demic that went through the Jersey Shore and beyond over the fall and winter months to... the big-time hoarding case out of Brick Township a couple months ago as well. So we'll get some updates from Dan on all things going on. And we're delighted to give that to you. So flip those omelets, get
yes,
that coffee going. We've got Short Time and Vin and Dave till 8 o'clock this morning right here on 94.3 The Point. More Short Time and Vin and Dave coming up.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Epineau, Dave Crossan with you. As we get moving along here on Sunday morning, Ocean County Public Health Coordinator Dan Regne joins us. Repeat guest on the show. We had him on here a while back, and we're bringing him back because he's a good guest to have on. Dan, we're going to talk, want to dive into all kinds of things with health updates in Ocean County. But first, welcome back in.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks for coming in.
So lots going on. First, we're going to do a deep dive into Super Bowl Sunday. No.
Not there yet.
What's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles? Different things going on this winter. You know, I feel like you and I had a conversation this time last year, news-wise, with what was going on with the COVID variants and everything else. You know, that post-holiday wave, even the year before that as well. But over the last week, it seemed just across the board here that things have been getting better overall, trending in a better direction statewise. And you know, President Biden announced that he's going to really stop the emergencies come May 11th, so a few months to go with that. But how have you seen Ocean County fare through the triple-demic that happened in the fall months into the winter here and you know, kind of battle its way through another winter of COVID cases going around?
You know, we definitely saw a spike in the triple-demic and looking at all the respiratory illness that was out there of the COVID and the flu and the RSV. And the good news of that is that it was not as bad as it was last year when we were last speaking. And you look at the epi curve over the course of a couple of years and the numbers last year and just the huge volume and need post-Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays at that time. You saw a huge spike last year at this time. We are seeing a spike this year, and we're on the tail end of that, and the numbers are coming down, which is a good thing. And the good news is that it was nowhere near what we had seen last year. The recommendations are always the same. We've been saying this well before COVID with this and general public health messaging, some of them non-pharmaceutical, whether it's washing your hands and covering your cough and staying home if you're sick and things of that nature.
Right.
There's the pharmaceutical component, the vaccinations with the seasonal flu, which we're wrapping up like numerous, several hundred vaccination clinics for seasonal flu, and that's been going very well. As long as there is a supply in their demand, we'll continue to offer that to the residents, especially on the COVID side. So the numbers are very low with that in terms of the vaccination, but there is still a little bit of a demand for that.
I know there's some pharmacies that still do the testing as well, but what in terms of testing options are out there for people looking to get COVID? Maybe they were exposed or were around somebody who was exposed or for whatever the reason may be that they need to get tested or would like to get tested, are there still the options and where are they within the county?
Yeah, we still have some testing opportunities. We've been doing testing since March of 2020. And we haven't stopped. We did take a brief pause at the Ocean County College site because of the weather in the wintertime. It's very difficult to do those tests outside.
Oh, sure.
With the nurses and the clinical staff. So we ceased there, but we opened up operations down at the Lacey Community Center on Wednesdays as well. So that opportunity is still there. We have some other testing opportunities. If they contacted us, we could get them in. Just let us know. We can arrange that. And there's testing throughout the county. The urgent care centers and whatnot can also offer that testing as well. A lot of home tests. There's a plethora of availability for the home test. I know a lot of folks have that. We have a stockpile as well, about 65,000 home tests.
Okay.
If residents wanted that, they can contact us as well. We can provide that to them as well.
Overall this winter, with things heading in a direction, are you confident that through the rest of the winter that things COVID-wise or RSV, flu-wise, just with all these different viruses kind of that were circulating and are circulating, that over time that you'll continue to see that trajectory moving in a positive direction, or are you still kind of looking out for any possible slight bump in those numbers?
I think it's definitely positive, possible to have an increase in the cases that we're having. We're on the downside of this right now in the decline,
right?
Which is a good thing. Hopefully that continues as we get through the rest of the winter time and into February and March and into the spring. Last year, I think we had a double spike in the epi curve with this, and that's unusual. I don't anticipate seeing that this year with it, just in the progression and the timing of everything. It's very consistent with what we've seen prior to COVID of your typical time of late December, January, February is when you see the most illness.
When it comes to vaccines, have you seen more people around Ocean County getting vaccinated? And I feel like there's some confusion as well along there with, okay, with all these different variants that are out there, do these different types of vaccines that are available for COVID help with fighting off any kind of variants? So what can you tell us about the state of vaccines in Ocean County and how they're helping people?
Yeah, the good news with the flu vaccine this year, it's a very close match. As you know, it's a guess with what's in circulation in the world. In other parts of the world. So right now we're actually planning for the 2023-24 flu season. So we're planning those vaccination clinics. We are ordering that vaccine right now for next September and October. So that will be produced in the next couple of months, and we'll get shipment of that in late August or September. The good news is the vaccine that we received this year, which we planned for last year at this time, is a close match and is a high level of protection for residents with the different strains that are in circulation right now. Hopefully that will continue as we go into next year as well. It's always the recommendation to get that flu shot. Typically in October is probably the best time, late September, October, early November. It takes about 2 weeks to offer that level of protection to yourself and those around you. So any plans that you have, like for the holidays coming up, try to get that flu shot at least 2 weeks prior to those types of activities.
What is your understanding of how often people should get the COVID vaccine, whether not just the vaccine or any additional boosters? Should this be something that people should be looking to set up once a year at this point, or twice a year, or three times a year, just to continue to have that protection? Like, you would go for the flu shot once a year. Should you go for the COVID vaccine or a booster shot once or twice a year as well?
I think when you're looking at the COVID vaccination, there should be a good intimate knowledge and conversation you have with your primary care doctor and knowing the risk factors of yourself and if you're high risk. Are there people around you that are high risk? Vaccination is still the best way to protect yourself and those around you. It will not always, and it's the same for the flu, will not always protect you from getting it. But if you get it, it would most likely be a less severe strain and have a less impact on yourself and those around you for that. So I think there's a lot of factors that come into play with that. It is the option that we are recommending still at this time. I think the recommendation and the research is still being done at this time. So whatever vaccination the boosters are out there at that time, that would be the recommendation, which could be different next month and next year than it is today as well.
So what are some of the things that your office is monitoring with regard to any COVID variants that are out there, just to kind of keep an eye on things to not just avail any services, but see where things are at to know what you have to and your team with the health department have to do to help out Ocean County residents and businesses be prepared to say, hey, this is out there. We want to remind you to get vaccinated or do this to try and cut down the risk.
Right. There's several things that we're doing in conjunction with a lot of partners here in Ocean County and as well as the state. We get a weekly email from the state that shows the variants that are in circulation and kind of monitoring that. We've been on, right now it's biweekly, but back in the heart of COVID, these were almost daily or at least 3, 4, 5 times a week. Conference calls with our 4 hospitals, our 2 federally qualified health centers, the state health department, looking at working with the schools, Long Beach Island Health Department. So we've had a consistent communication channel that's opened up to see what's going on within those establishments and what are they seeing in terms of ER visits and hospitalizations and ICU, CCU, ventilators. So we constantly have our finger on the pulse of what's happening within our local community to help guide some of the decisions that we're making today. And the message has always been, like I mentioned earlier, is that just basic washing your hands, covering your cough, and staying home if you're sick with that. If you know somebody who's sick, try to stay away from them, keeping your distance. if it's appropriate, wear a mask if you're not well and just not sure. If you have to care for somebody who's not well, make sure that they're masked. And if you have to tend to that care, wear the mask yourself in tending to that care. So there's just a lot of common sense activities that people can do to help themselves and those that are around them.
And I think it's a great point about the mask as well. I think especially because of the pandemic that people associate mask with somebody just happening to have COVID.
Right.
But I think it's something that could work, to your point, Dan, and get your thoughts on this as well, whether somebody around you and your family, your friend circle work has the flu or a head cold or whatever it may be, that you know, you wearing a mask could prevent you from getting sick. It doesn't have to be COVID. It could just be something else and prevent the spread of germs, right?
Yes, all those other viruses and bacteria, they still exist and thrive in the world around us, and we're seeing the impact of them day in and day out.
What are some of the other, because I know we've hit on mostly COVID and the flu and everything, but some things that you're keeping an eye on through the winter months, health-wise or disease or germ-wise, that you're keeping an eye on in Ocean County, you want people to be better prepared for and take certain steps to protect themselves?
Right. I think there's a lot of, even looking back in the last 3 years, I know we've had some conversations on this, there's a lot of unintended consequences of COVID that we're struggling with as a society and as a community. There are things that people should not be putting off from a prevention perspective. If there's a mammogram or some kind of a cancer screening or nutrition and any counseling that a person would need, going back to their doctor just for a general wellness visit, these are things that have been kind of put on pause, and we're highly encouraging people to get back onto the track with that. In our conversation with the hospitals and other physicians that are out there, is that they're seeing fewer cases of illness, but the people that they're seeing are more heavily progressed in their illness onset, so there's less treatment that can be provided to them. So don't put that off. Go for those prevention treatments and those prevention screenings at this point. It will do them well in the long run. There's also some basic things that they can do as a person to get themselves. And what we saw during COVID is that those that were in better shape and general health, better health, fared better if they did receive get COVID or some other illness. I mean, that's always been the case. Even just go as the weather starts to getting nicer, we're only a couple months away from that.
Mm.
Make a plan. Go out for that walk. Go out for that bike ride. Get active. Get out into the community. Start eating better. Getting exercise and dropping some of that weight. Living healthier will help you live a better, more productive life and enjoy your family, friends, and just the general activity that Ocean County has to offer here.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because for a lot of people, just that walk, eating better, taking those necessary steps can certainly help people avoid some of these situations, or at least if they get it, it's not as long and drawn out for the recovery.
Absolutely. And that's not just COVID. That could be anything.
Correct. Yeah.
As you get older, your body changes, and you want to do everything you can to be in the best health as you go. As you get older, it's tougher to lose that weight. It's
tougher.
It's a real struggle with that. And, you know, it's something you have to monitor your whole life, because at the you'll wake up one day and you'll be at a point where you look in the mirror and say, how did I get there? And it's just like little day-to-day activities that you can do. Park a little further. Walk into the store.
Sure.
You might get one less ding on your car as well.
Take the stairs. We're on the fourth floor. That's a nice workout to come up to the studio.
There's so many little things. And we actually started an effort just before COVID. And we have a sister website, the PHU2.org.
Okay.
Which stands for Public Health is You Too. There are simple things you can do in your day-to-day activities that have a huge impact on your personal health, affecting the public health of Ocean County.
You and I have talked about a couple times about something you brought up early on in the pandemic, Dan, just with exercise, you know, just getting out there to say, hey, one of the ways to protect yourself is by getting out there, getting exercise, lowering your risk of possibly getting COVID by just being as healthy as you can.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many health benefits, not just on the COVID side,
right,
but
yeah.
Across the board. And it's good for your mental health as well. Just getting out, getting the fresh air, getting your blood flowing, and it does wonders. It really does.
I tell you, every time I work out, whether it's lifting or something, I'm like, you know what? I feel good. I said, I want to keep on going. I was like, I should probably stop. It's enough reps for today. But I feel good. I feel confident. I feel like my lung strength is a little bit better, and I feel like I can go out there and conquer the world. So whether it's confidence or weightlifting or whatever you need, putting yourself in a better spot health-wise by just exercising, riding a bike, going for a run or a walk.
I would say also start slow. I mean, if you have any concerns about your health, I mean,
no marathons right off the bat.
For the last 3 years, don't go out and run that marathon or that 5K.
No, you're right.
Take it easy. Start with a walk and a slow jog and some interval running and things of that nature. If you have any other concerns, Talk to your doctor about getting back into shape and make that a process, not like a push, like your New Year's resolution to lose weight. And your first week, second week are out of the gate fast, and all of a sudden you kind of lose the momentum with it. So have a long range plan. I mean, make it achievable,
right.
And there's a lot of things that people can do to help them.
We got to run to a quick break, Dan. Can you stay with us? Want to talk more about Ocean County Health?
Absolutely.
There we go. More Short Time with Vin and Dave and Ocean County Public Health Coordinator Dan Regne right after this.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Borough High School alum. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you with us here this morning, having some fun and providing some important health updates as Ocean County Public Health Coordinator Dan Regne talking about the triple-demic in the first part. Different parts of the winter months as well, whether it's COVID, the flu, a head cold, RSV, anything and everything, doing what you can to protect yourself, exercise, eat right, and something you have focused on as well year-round as well, Dan, not just here at the beginning of the year, when people are pursuing their New Year's resolutions and
getting that gym membership.
Looking at the day here, February 5th, it's, I guess, within the next week or two, people are like, give up on those resolutions. All of a sudden, half the people in the gym will clear out, and there won't
true.
Be as long of a line. But trust the process.
Trust the process. Don't give up, and it's staying for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the benefits in the summertime.
Yeah, I mean, you think by the time the spring and summer rolls around, you want to do stuff outside, whether you're building that beach bod or you want to enjoy all the different sights and sounds and smells around Ocean County.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty to do. Nature walks.
Absolutely.
There's a bunch of parks, around the area, and nature trails, fun ones that are great to go around, or nonprofits or whoever that hold 5Ks. It's a great way to get out and certainly support local business or local nonprofits, but also put yourself in great health as well. What are some key health tips along those lines as we continue that part of the conversation, Dan, that you just want to remind people about? Just general health and wellness. You know, what can they do here in Ocean County to make sure that they're in a good spot? Try to find time to exercise or work out, maybe with a busy work schedule or, bringing the kids to and fro. How to get themselves all balanced mentally, physically, and everything in between.
I think a lot of it's just keeping it simple. You don't need to achieve every goal in the first week or two or month. It's about a lifestyle change, and that should be something in place for your whole lifetime. You don't want to put things in place that are unachievable 2 months, 3 months, 4 months from now, or even next year at this time. And keeping it simple, keeping it manageable, and that becomes infectious to other people around you as well. They'll see you doing some of these activities, and they'll want to join you. Some of those would happen within your household, the way you eat and getting better sleep and things of that nature. Some of them are external and looking at enjoying the many opportunities we have here in Ocean County. You're mentioning a lot of the fairs that we have throughout the county, and a lot of opportunities to get involved and engaged in 5K runs and walks. It doesn't have to be a 5K run.
Right, right.
Just because they call it a run doesn't mean you have to run the whole
5K. It,
yeah. I just did a Jingle Bell run. I did not run the whole Jingle Bell.
It's all good. No, I hear you.
So my time is a little bit embarrassing. That's one of my goals, actually, for
but you did it.
Yeah,
you did
but
it.
I did it. And I did finish.
At the Jingle Bell run this coming December, Dan is going to finish right in the top five.
Yeah, so I would encourage people to join me, and hopefully I'll be in the proper health to do that next December. We've done it many years, but even just looking at trying to get engaged in other 5Ks with the family around the county and just the area with it. There's a phenomenal park system. Just go out for a walk in one of the parks, go to the boardwalk, go for a walk there, just get out and get active and get busy and enjoy the area.
Enjoy some fresh air. I mean, I tell you, some of the parks I've gone to, you know, even Double Trouble State Park in Berkeley is one of my favorites to go to there. A lot of big trails, you know, a little bit of history to learn there as well. But, I mean, you can kind of get lost. You just start walking around or jogging around. You kind of find all these different paths in there, and then you're like, oh, yeah, discover something new.
Pretty nice.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
You realize you've walked or jogged like 3 miles and you didn't even realize it
because
you weren't breaking
point.
Much of a sweat.
Yeah,
but you're getting exercise.
You're getting exercise. You're taking it all in. That makes sense.
And you don't realize how far you go sometimes.
Yeah.
And just put your AirPods in or music on and just start going and see where it takes you.
Dan, want to transition over to briefly here to a horrible case. The Brick Township animal case from a couple months ago, where 180 dogs and cats combined were found inside of a Brick Township home with the crazy rescue ladies, as they're called. What is the update on all that? I know from speaking recently that a lot of the animals have been, you know, cared for and since adopted, but what has happened over the last few weeks with this brick hoarding case and with what you and your office have done to help out these dogs and cats?
Yeah, and that was a very challenging time. And just a huge thank you to the community. We had people just pouring out from all areas of the county and just offering donations and calling us and asking us what is it that we need of the blankets and the towels and dog food, cat food, the kitty litter. I mean, everything, the amount that had come in. We had a whole separate process just to be able to manage the donations that were coming in. And even on that Saturday, December 3rd, I mean, we took the phone call in the morning and became aware of it and opening up our emergency operations site down in Barnegat and being on site and seeing some of those animals coming in. And it was just absolutely horrendous, the general shape that they were in. And a huge testament, a thank you. We had many volunteers helping out. We have two phenomenal volunteer groups at the Northern and Southern Animal Facility. So huge thank you to them. We had a lot of Medical Reserve Corps and CERT volunteers come out and assist us with handling some of the situation that we were in. A lot of county partners coming together between the Sheriff's Department and Buildings and Grounds and helping some of the staff out at the Health Department and Animal Facilities and really trying to get them on the path. These animals came in, and it was very obvious that they needed a lot of care, a lot of attention. Multiple baths over multiple days. I mean, some had to be shaven down because the fur was so matted them. Just being in their own feces and just not getting the proper care and treatment. Here we are, it's almost 2 months later, and I would say that the dogs have made a phenomenal recovery and the cats as well. And just looking at the progress that they made and saw most of them almost every single day for the first 2 weeks and just seeing the day-to-day progress that they were making. At this point, over 150 animals have been adopted out.
Oh, that's
great. So they've made phenomenal progress, and we're on the road to get them fully adopted. And I would hope within the next week or two that we'll be at 100% of those dogs and cats being adopted out. But it really was an all hands on deck. The veterinary care of our staff and the animal attendants and our managers at the animal facilities, and we had staff coming in on their days off. We had staff canceling vacations to come in to care for these animals.
Tremendous.
And really just going from a 7-day operation, which we already are a 7-day operation, but that's with the staff having vacation time and time off in between. Every staff member came in 7 days a week through the month of December just to give the animals the proper care and treatment that they need.
What was it like? It's one thing, I guess, if it's a couple or a few, but I mean, that's 180 dogs and cats just living in filth, living in their own feces, just in absolutely terrible, terrible conditions and just uncared for in so many different ways. Just how do you process that? How did your team and all the veterinarians, everybody there just process what you were seeing in that day and in the days that followed with just the neglect of these animals?
I mean, it's almost, you can't even comprehend.
Overwhelming.
I was sitting at the Barnegat site on that Saturday, and this is an outdoor environment. I could not even get within 15 feet of the van offloading some of these dogs and the cats. It just, the smell is just that bad. I mean, you have to prioritize. Just go through one at a time.
You
do your triage, do any need immediate care that the vet has to attend to. Getting them situated, getting them all labeled so you know who's going where with it. We had 3 sites in full operation with us at that time. So you have to kind of know where the different dogs and cats are at each of the 3 facilities. beginning with just the basic care and treatment. You know, you begin with their basics of getting them cleaned up, getting them fed, looking at the types of food that they need. Are there any allergies to the food? Constant monitoring of that. So I think it's really from the all hands on deck approach and just trying to prioritize and just do, I mean, it's one animal at a time. I mean, anybody who has a pet, you know, dealing with one, two, I have three dogs and it's challenging from that perspective. Like,
sure.
Like one does something they shouldn't. It's like, now you're dealing with one. Think of that times 180. Oh,
sure.
And just tremendous what you've done though.
In your worst
incredible.
Case scenario times 180. With that and the work that they've done, you can't even imagine what was done to help those animals.
Is there anything else that people living here in Ocean County can do to help out the Ocean County Health Department or the veterinary sites to help with the continued recovery of these dogs and cats, adoption, or just anything in general to help out with this case or anything else?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the end of it, I mean, you really want to practice responsible pet ownership, whether that's spaying, neutering, starting with that from the dogs and cats perspective. You want to make sure that your dogs, cats are up to date on all their vaccinations, rabies vaccine, obviously of most paramount concern with that. And know when to say no. I think a lot of people mean well and they're well-intentioned, and I'm sure that's what the situation was, but we've had different hoarding situations in the past, never to this magnitude. And I think everybody wants to do well by the animal itself, but know what your capabilities right. are and what your limits are, and just try to draw that line and try to help them by getting them into the most proper venue for them. And just don't go over your head with this.
And are those resources within the Ocean County Health Department that people could reach out to, whether they know somebody in that situation or they're kind of find themselves in a situation where I've kind of taken on too much, I need some help with this?
Yeah, I mean, every municipality has an animal control officer, typically through the local police departments. That could certainly be one venue. They should be licensing their dogs and hopefully their cats as well through their municipality. All the municipalities have rabies clinics for their animal. Typically,
okay, yeah.
This time of year, they would start. Ocean County Health Department, through its two animal facilities, operates a rabies vaccination clinic almost every Wednesday of the year throughout
That's
the year.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
So it's only the fifth Wednesday. If there's a five Wednesdays in that month, we do not operate one, but we have them operating at the northern and southern facility in Jackson and Stafford. So they can contact them by appointment to make that reservation and the appointment for them. Make sure they're doing the regular vet visits. If somebody wants to spay or neuter their pet but they can't afford it, we also have contracts in place with local vendors for low-cost spay neutering for some of those local opportunities. They can contact us if that's an option they want to pursue further.
And Dan, what else, just generally speaking, what could people do here in Ocean County, whether it's for themselves, for their family, for their pets, to take advantage of any of the programs that the Ocean County Health Department has so that they know that they're taking care of themselves, they're in a good position, and they can learn more about different programs they have so that they can look forward to doing things as we head from winter to spring?
Yeah, I mean, the first step is reaching out. I mean, they have to make the phone call or go onto our website. There's good information on our website at ochd.org. They can also contact us between our animal facility staff or veterinarians. We have a health education team that can provide them guidance. Our public information officer can also provide information. So there's a lot of venues, but they do have to take that first step, make the phone call, whether it's to us or somebody else, to acquire that information.
There we go.
That's great.
So, a lot going on in Ocean County, and credit
so,
again
so
to you
important.
And your team. And before we let you go, I know it's a week away here. Dan, have you thought about who you're rooting for in the Super Bowl next Sunday, Chiefs or Eagles?
Well, who do you like? What's
well,
your team?
See, I'm a Giants fan. Dave is a Cowboys fan, so naturally we're
rooting for the
Chiefs.
You're a Cowboys fan. I knew he was cool.
I am a Cowboys fan, so
we got to have you on for just a session on talking about that last game that we lost.
I cannot find it in my heart to root for the Eagles, unfortunately. I wish them well.
But Andy Reid?
Yes.
You know, now with the Chiefs, let him have that victory. And
exactly.
You know, there it is.
So, and we will have our day again. Not sure when.
Hopefully soon. We're holding on here. I get it.
Well, you're going to have a different offensive coordinator next year. So they let Kellen Moore go to the Chargers. So.
There you go.
Right. Be another building year.
Yeah.
keep building.
This will be our year.
I know. We say that every year, but you know what? Hey, on to the game. Super Bowl, that is.
Oh, there you go. Dan, thanks for coming in and giving us an update on what's going on in Ocean County.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
That is Ocean County Public Health Coordinator Dan Ragney. More Short Time with Vin and Dave next, right here on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D. Bettetto. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is high performance executive coach Dana Cavalia and former director of strength and conditioning for the New York Yankees. And you're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show, Dave. Show number 53, right here on February 5th. 2023.
Wow.
So
what happened in January, buddy? We're moving and grooving.
I know.
Here.
You know, I was realizing that at the end of last week, and there's a couple notes about January. One, we didn't have a single snow day in the entire month, which is a little bizarre, and it really wasn't all that cold as it usually is, although it is this weekend for sure.
Right. Which is weird.
I saw the forecast Monday. I'm like, all right, another day where it's going to be 50. And then I looked ahead toward the weekend. I'm like, oh, Friday, high of 30, low of 6.
It's just...
all right, winter's back.
You just don't know what to expect. This weather's just been all over the place.
I feel like typically, you know, in a theoretical, hypothetical world or traditional world here, whatever world we're all living in,
right?
January, typically the coldest month of the year, February, the most snow that we get throughout the course of the year. So...
it may be
always
coming.
Always that chance. Yeah. I remember, I forget what year it was off the top of my head, probably about 15 years ago. I think it was in maybe fifth or sixth grade or something like that, or maybe middle school. There was that big President's Day weekend blizzard. I think it was like a Saturday or Sunday of President's Day weekend or something like that. I know we had like a few days off of school.
Okay.
But it was like massive blizzard and everything, and you're like, end of February, boom, there it is. So February certainly presents the opportunities for lots of snow. And listen, we've gotten some snow in March.
Yes, we have.
At times as well. And I'll tell you, one of my older sisters was born in April of 1982. My parents always tell the story that they lived up in North Jersey at the time, but there was a blizzard like right in the beginning of April.
Wow. Okay.
So anything is possible.
Correct.
I'm not necessarily rooting for a blizzard in March or April because that's the kind of time where I'm looking forward to doing some things outdoors.
And to your point, just because January was pretty mild doesn't mean that February and the rest of the winter going to be okay.
We could get a shock to the system this month where all of a sudden it's, you know, 20, 30 degrees every day and we're getting snow here and there. So,
but no matter we'll be on the air.
Yeah.
We're like the mailman, right? Rain, snow, sleet, it doesn't matter.
We'll break out the snow plows, attach them to our vehicles. There was an episode of The Simpsons once where Homer cut off Ned Flanders, like part of his roof, attached it to the front of his vehicle and started using it as a plow. we'll be cutting off roofs, whatever we got to do to get on the air for Short Time.
You got it. We'll make sure.
Dan Ragney, the Ocean County Public Health Coordinator, was on with us this morning, giving us an update and a look at what's going on and what has gone on in Ocean County in terms of the triple-demic, COVID, where things are at now as we head through the winter and certainly the up-and-down temperatures we just touched on a moment ago and what could possibly happen the rest of the winter and into the spring. And this is the time of year as well, whether you're going to your yearly doctor visits or bringing the kids to doctors, you know, have that conversation with your doctor, your trusted doctor, your medical people and everything. Get your vaccinations, not just from COVID or the flu. Make sure you're up to date on everything. You want to be as healthy as possible. You know, get all that out of the way right now because you don't want to be getting sick when it's nice out in the spring and the summer when you want to do stuff outside. So
also
take care of yourself.
I want to add to that, people look to work out too. Be healthy on that front as well. Eating well as getting your exercise also helps to get you through, you know, the weather, the bad weather, up and down. to keep yourself as healthy as possible, look to work out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people like to say, oh, hey, I want that beach bod by the summer.
Got
to
do it now.
That's one of your goals, then great. But lay down. Now's the time. You know, eat right, exercise, whatever.
Even though it's cold, you know, bundle up and just... If you have a dog, take your dog for a nice long walk.
You know what
else
exercising
sure.
does? Builds up lung strength.
There it is.
So, you know, breathe in that nice air in the spring and summer. Put in the work now. Because by the time the nice weather's here, you're going to want to go outside and run around. And you're going to be in great shape.
There it is.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. We got Super Bowl Sunday coming up next week. And we've got a couple guests from a bakery here in Toms River. GG Desserts, Gina Racanella, Jimmy LaPinta joining us as we go over some... possible desserts as well. So
looking
as you plan out your dessert
already.
Menu, we're going
to
talk to Gina and Jamie next Sunday. And have a great week ahead, everybody. Enjoy the week ahead. Get ready for Super Bowl Sunday.
Good things. Stay well.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave a week from now, 94.3 The Point, 7 to 8 a.m. And that follows Shore Sports Talk with me, 6 to 7 a.m. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce-Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion, and Point Barrow High School alum. And you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.